Here's another one. And another one. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Ladies Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right. Yo, I just raised this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn sh- alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused. And the dope is like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. You jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck. In the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head. If you're rich. It's the rap. Made West the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
Welcome to For the Love of It. I'm your hostess with the mostest. That would be me, your girl, Sister Music Snack. And I hope everybody's having a fabulous Tuesday, March 31st, 2015. Oh, that ass. Well, let me just tell you, let's jump right on into the disclaimer, which is we don't want to offend or make anybody mad. Just remember, it's all out of love, fool. All out of love. Man. And with that said, this week has marked the top of the week for spring break for me and my kids. And actually, you know, it's a good thing because, like I reported last week, my baby girl just turned 9. Shara is 9 years old. She made 9 on Thursday. So yesterday, I took her out to Benihana, which has been a tradition of ours for the last, I would say, like 3-4 years. And so just continuing that tradition, we went to Benihana yesterday and had a good old time because Sister Music Snacks loves some Benihana. Man, that's the way to your girl's heart, Benny and Hana. Okay, well, with that, man, let me just tell you, if you need to reach your girl, hit me up, 347-884-8745. And if you need to send me an email, send it to SisterMusicSnacks@gmail.com. And don't forget to go out and fetch that Coast Connected mobile app so you can listen to all the shows anytime you want from anywhere you doggone please. Man, just like that. Anywhere you doggone please. So you can be in your car, listening on your phone. You can be using your tablet, your iPad. You can use your desktop, your fucking laptop. It doesn't matter. You can listen to us anywhere. And by the way, Coach's Corner is on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And the number is the same, 347-884-8745. So your girl Sister Music Snacks is having a damn good week because, like I said, I took my baby girl to Benihana yesterday. But in the meantime, I'm on my own break because the kids have gone to spend the week with Daddy. Yes. So, yes, your girl is living it up, man. And I love how, man, I just love living it up. So if you want to live it up and let your girl know how you're living it up, hit me up, 347-884-8745. But in the meantime, I got a special show for you. Not so much with the Black History Moment today, even though this marks the end of Sisterhood Month, because today is actually the 31st. We don't actually have a Black History Moment for today because there actually wasn't any Black History for today. Unfortunately, but we're going to keep it moving and grooving because your girl, we're going to talk about the 25 best female rappers of all time. And we're going to listen to some of their music just in case you might not know who some of them are. But if you do, I know you got a classic hit from one of these sisters and we're going to pull them out tonight. And with that said, we're going to just jump right on into I Want to Be Down because this song has some of the rappers that we're going to feature a little later on in the show. So like that, y'all, yeah, let's keep it moving. Let's go. What?
I wanna be years ago, just to pimp toes. Every day, new clothes. Look at the cut coupons. On three, got the heat, so bluff it. Slangin' patties, this touch is more than 20 ducats. Struck it, kinda rich, now his pockets looking straight. Slam the D's on the benzo, pancake by the gate. Mom, looking straight with her half, she got great. Lounging in her new home, that's about to say. I'll be your core male motel, you can get it when you want it. Even though you got chicks all up on it. Don't matter, cause brother, you fly, I can't lie. I've been macking daddy from the corner of my eye. Now, baby, bring it on, don't be frontin' on your baby. All I wanna know is what's up with you. How can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me. It must be voodoo, cause baby, I want you. About so big, about so small, about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this gift. Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my missus will start to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tour. Brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me. Big T, I'm out.
Y'all know I love that song. I love a good remix with some good sisters rapping on the end of it. Love it, love it, love it. And if you want to, if you love good current talk radio, hit your girl up on Saturdays on the J. King Network. She's a cool critic on Saturdays at 3 p.m. where we talk about anything from domestic violence to current events to anything that's controversial. So, you know, just check us out. And don't forget to check out your boy tomorrow, Coach Ali, for Wednesday from 8 to 10, 347-884-8745. That's just what it is, y'all. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling myself because your girl is on vacation. I don't get to be on vacation very often, but when I do, man, you best believe I'm taking it and running with it, running. And with that, since I'm doing all this running, we're going to just jump right on into my girl. Since we running and running and running, I'm going to jump into my girl, and this is Guapale with Hey Boy. Who? Hey Boy. Guapale, because what? She hails from where? The Bay. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, y'all. Let's go.
Thank you. do. I'm not gonna be around. You must admit it, I got tired of this feeling. In a minute, I'm faithful to the group. I must confess that the connection will be special. They don't question, they don't try to stay through. Oh, 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 oh.
Was Guapale with Hey Hey Boy. Y'all know I love me some Guapale, and that's her newest stuff, Kaylin from the Bay. Man, and so, excuse me, and so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk about the 25 best female rappers of all time, people, of all time. So number 25, Hailing. But number 25 is Gangsta Boo. And y'all know who Gangsta Boo is? She is from what? Juicy J's group. Who is that? Juicy J? Man, but at any rate, we're not going to listen to any Gangsta Boo tonight. But number 24 is Sha-Rock. And her best song was from 1998. And that's the joint. That's her best song, y'all. So y'all go look that up, Sha-Rock. But that's the joint. Number 23 is Rhapsody. We're not going to listen to any Rhapsody, but we're going to keep it moving and grooving with number 22, who happens to be Roxanne Shanté. Have a nice day. Have a nice day, Roxanne Shanté. That's right, your girl Roxanne Shanté. So, hailing at number... Hailing at number 21 is one of my favorites, actually. And this is Moni Love. She actually has a show on SiriusXM on Backspin, and it's called Ladies First. So we're actually not going to listen to any Moni Love, although she is a good one. We're going to actually listen to number 20. Number 20, who happens to be Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo, not just any Yo-Yo, but Yo-Yo hailing from L.A. Man, we talked about L.A. She was down with Ice Cube back in the day, man. And so we going to throw this back because these are the 25 best female rappers of all Tizai. This is of all time. So with that, with no further ado, no further ado, this right here is my girl, Yolanda Whitaker, hailing from L.A. as Yo-Yo. And this is, you can't mess with my what? My Yo-Yo. Yeah, y'all. So excited. Let's go.
Man, we gotta find somebody that's down for us, man. All these girls sipping, man.
That right there was Yo-Yo, which don't mess with my yo-yo. Don't try to play me out. Don't try to play me out. And guess what time it is, y'all? Guess what time it is? It is Music Snacks time. That, da-da-da! All right, man. All right. Your girl got Trey Stories on that ass for you this week. Trey Stories. Let's get it started. Let's get it started, people. Let's see what's going on in the world of music. Let's see. Lauren Fishburne's mom says she's facing eviction and actor won't help. Lauren Fishburne's 80-year-old mother says she's facing eviction and she can't seem to track him down. Eddie Crawford Fishburne spoke to the New York Post about her strained financial situation. Besides giving him life, Hattie bankrolled the Blackish Star's career, which is something that a parent would do, right? Years ago, and now he won't even call. As Hattie puts it, he's gone Hollywood. Hattie says Lawrence promised to hold her down. For 20 years, I funded my son's career, she said. He promised he would take care of me. He promised me a house, a golden retriever, a calico cat. To this day, I have not got a Christmas present or a thank you mama present. He hasn't given me a penny. I'm so hurt and disappointed. The last time these two spoke was more than a year ago when his father, Lawrence Fishburne Jr., died. It's unclear how they fell out for the second time in the last couple of decades. In 1994, when Hattie was being evicted from an apartment in Brooklyn, she blasted her actor offspring for turning a cold shoulder. This current apartment is $1,500 a month in Los Angeles. The retired teacher says she can't cover the rent with the $3,000 a month she gets from a pension and Social Security. A landlord told the Post that the apartment situation has since changed, but Hattie still thinks she's getting booted. Hattie says she's suffering from arthritis and other ailments and is basically broke. I can't buy food, clothing, and shelter. Go to the theater, she said. I haven't bought a dress since I retired. I need to find a benefactor. Lawrence's net worth is of $20 million. He hasn't even commented on his mother's interview. Man, what do you guys have to say about good old Larry dissing his mama? I'm kind of not feeling it, but you know, who are we? We don't even know the whole story because we all know there's two sides to every story. His side, her side, and the truth. So like I said, we don't kind of know what's really going on, but we just hoping that good old Larry going to step up and help his mama because that's the only mama he got, right? Man. Oh, and we forgot to add a last little part to this story. His last family related issue to go public involved his daughter, Montana, exploring a career in porn. He obviously didn't take that too well. So, man, we just want you to get it together, Larry. Just get it together. All right. The second story your girl got is De La Soul reaches Kickstarter goals to create a new album. Yeah. It has been over a decade since De La Soul released its last album. Now the iconic rap group has turned to the studio and plans to craft its first LP in 11 years. But the trio is in a bind. What kind of bind are they in? What kind of bind can De La Soul be in? They are an iconic group that's been doing their thing for God knows how long. So what kind of troubles can they be having? We about to find out in a hot second. We about to see what the deal is with De La Soul. And so the deal with De La Soul happens to be that Posna, Dave, and Maceo are seeking support from fans to crowdfund their new album. Without a record deal, De La has established a Kickstarter account to fully fund their recording, mixing, marketing, design, packaging, and distribution costs. De La's new album will incorporate elements of jazz, funk, rock, country, western, and something new. For the new album, De La plans to sample themselves to avoid copyright infringement concerns. Instead, they've enlisted an assortment of musicians to participate in unrehearsed jam sessions where they recreated the group's iconic body of work. The group plans to use the sounds recorded to create new music. So far, the only rapper set to be featured on the LP is 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. The incentive for contributing cash to the album varies by the amount donated. Fans will receive a 1 GB De La Soul thumb drive uploaded with a new album for donating $30. Sneaker enthusiasts interested in purchasing an autographed pair of limited edition 2015 out of stock De La Dunks by Nike can pledge $500. For $2,500, one fan can receive the opportunity to dine with De La at the new Harlem restaurant Street Bird. So far, the campaign has already exceeded its goal of $110,000. At press time, De La Soul's new album has garnered over $176,000 with 32 days left to go. Big ups to De La Soul. Big ups to all of the fans who are contributing to De La Soul. Big ups to folks who love music and love the people who they love. Big up for contributing. I love it. I love it. I love it. We can't get any more positive and uplifting than that. Yes, yes, y'all. And it don't stop. All right. Okay. Your girl got one last story. Not such a feel-good story, but it's a story that everybody needs to hear. Listen, Karrueche Tran thinks on relationship with Chris Brown. Karrueche Tran. Coming close to a month since news broke that Chris Brown is allegedly the father of a 9-month-old baby girl, his former girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, sat down for an in-depth interview with life coach and a young Van Zandt to discuss the recent string of events, which culminated in her ending her relationship with the Virginia singer. When asked whether she still wants to be with Brown, Tran replied, "I still love him. I tried to help him with go to church, pray, do yoga, and meditate," she asked. "If I were to change, we'd be in a better place, but that's the problem. Yes, he is damaged, but I'm damaged too." After some probing from Ayanna Van Zandt, Tran opened up about her feelings towards Brown, saying that she feels betrayed by his actions. "I feel hurt because of what he's done. I feel hurt because the man I loved hurt me and betrayed me. I also feel like I let myself down." And the reason why I done reported on this story is because we all need to hear about this, because we've all been there. We've all done this. But what we do know by the great Maya Angelou is when you know better, you do better. And so that was the purpose of this story. And with that, that closes your girl's music snack for the week. Yeah, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Yeah, y'all. And it don't stop. So listen, your girls, my girls three, they had a performance yesterday, but unfortunately, I wasn't on vacation like I'm on vacation right now, so I wasn't able to go see the ladies. But within the very near future, I know your girl will see them. And I am so, so looking forward to seeing three. And so with that, oh, I am sorry. We are still continuing with this countdown. This is the 25 best female rappers of all time. And we stopped at number 20 with Yo-Yo. So we're going to keep it going with number 19 with MC Trouble. R.I.P. MC Trouble. Number 18, The Lady of Rage. 17, Trina, The Baddest Bitch. Number 16, Remy Ma. 15, Your Girl Left Eye. Your Girl Left Eye. R.I.P. Left Eye with TLC, who's also probably has a Kickstarter campaign going on. But, you know, we're not going to listen to any Left Eye. But what we are going to listen to is Trina. And we're going to listen to The Baddest Bitch. The Baddest Bitch. Because that's who Trina is. She's the baddest bitch. The baddest bitch. And here we go, Trina, y'all.
Thank you.
She the baddest bitch. Trina on that ass. If you need to hit your girl up, 347-884-8745. If you need to send me an email, send it to sistermusicsnacks@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out your boy Coach Ali tomorrow at from 8 to 10. Motherfucking Coach Ali. That's what it is. He be throwing them X's and O's. X's and O's. All right. So we're going to keep this list going. And so number 14, we got your girl Mia X down with the No Limit Posse, Max P. Number 13, Jean Grey. Number 10, Bahamadia. Number 11 is Eve. And number 10, we got your girl Queen Latifah. But before we jump into some Queen Latifah, we're not even going to jump into some Queen. All hail the Queen. We're going to jump right on into some Eve, because your girl Eve had it fucking going on. Man, Eve had it going on. So, here's your girl Eve. But let me blow your mind. Well, actually, we're going to do Eve, Love is Blind. Because that's we're not going to do Gwen Stefani. We're going to just do Love is Blind. Yeah, y'all, let's go.
Every night, I'm trying to go for a nigga.
is blind. That's your girl Eve moving along with this countdown, keeping it moving and grooving, because I'm killing this countdown. Number 9 is your girl Foxy Brown. Number 8 are your girls Salt and Pepper, classic duo. Man, love us some Salt and Pepper, and they got that whole Geico commercial thing going. Ah, push it. Ah, push it. Okay, we're not mad at them, but they need revenue streams. Nah. Here we go. Yeah, nah, nah. Hell nah, nah, that's your girl Foxy Brown. Where's she been? Where's she been? Where's she at? Where's she at? But at any rate, we're gonna keep this list going. And so Foxy Brown happens to be number 9 on the list. Salt and Pepper, number 8. The Brat, number 7. Nicki Minaj hailing at number 6. Number 5 happens to be your girl Raw Digger. Number 5, coming number 4. This is the top 5, people. The top 5. Number 4 is your girl, Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott, a dope-ass producer as well. Man, number 3 is your girl, MC Light. Number 2, your girl, Lil' Kim. And hailing at number 1 is my girl, L Boogie. That happens to be Lauren Motherfucking Hill on that ass. And those happen to be the top 25 best female rappers of all design, of all time, people. And with that, we're going to jump on into some Missy Elliott. Some Missy Elliott with some working, because y'all know your girl loves her some Missy, man. If you didn't know, you hear on the old collabs your girl plays. So you know your girl is feeling some Missy Elliott. But with that, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to be about it. Here you go.
Thank you. You, 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 do what you want. Can't stay away too long. Nothing's new, so don't hold it against me. If you come back and I do the same thing, yo, farewell. And if you stay in my bed, if you leave, farewell. If you stay in my bed. I'ma keep playing, playing games with your heart, baby boy. I'ma keep playing, playing games with your heart, baby boy. I'ma keep playing, playing games with your heart, baby boy. I'ma keep playing, playing games with your heart, baby boy. And I'm still what you want. Can't stay away too long. Nothing's new, so don't hold it against me. If you come back and I do the same thing, yo, farewell. And if you stay in my bed, if you leave, farewell. If you stay in my bed.